In studio, we have one of our MyFM educators, part of our feature week. We have Jason Kaspersma from Strathroy United Soccer Club. He is a technical director. He's also coached many youth teams. He's also been a trainer. And what else do you do? What other hats do you have with soccer as far as educating and why we got you in here? Because you deal with the kids a lot, don't you?
Yeah, mostly I've been dealing with the kids now for over 5 years with the club in Strathroy, coaching soccer in general over 20. Started, you know, working with just youth teams and stuff like that and watching them progress, as well as a grassroots program on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, and you've done a lot of work as far as on your own time, taking programs, taking training to become not just a teacher of the game, but an educator of the game. And how did you get involved in educating?
Well, with everything, the game has progressed from, you know, when I played as a kid. So, you know, coaching now is a lot different. And it's still learning, and as a coach, as well as, you know, taking that knowledge and sharing it with the kids that you're involved with.
Yeah, and what do you get out of the experience? I'm sure it's awesome to work with kids, but what do you get out of it?
You know, it's just that, you know, personal satisfaction of, you know, teaching a, you know, a player a skill set or something like that on the field, and afterwards watching them do it in a game situation and stuff like that, and seeing the smiles on their face after, you know, they put the ball in the back of the net, or they make a great save, or they make a great play and things like that. You know, that's kind of the reward.
When we talk about teachers, we could talk about scenarios where they can work with kids one-on-one. Have you found yourself working with a group of kids more often than one-on-one, and how do you work through that?
I like the small groups as much as possible. When you can break down, I mean, and that it also comes down to who you bring with you on your bench, and you kind of focus in on smaller groups, you know, two or three coaches at a time. It's fantastic, and you find that if you each specialize in a certain area of the game and help develop those skills, it's beneficial for the kids.
Obviously, the pandemic has been an issue. The 2020 outdoor season was shut down. The 2020 indoor shut down. We don't know what the 2021 outdoor is going to look like. So has that been your biggest challenge in your educating career, or is there something else that comes to mind?
Well, it's definitely up there. I mean, I think to go along with everything that's happened over last year and the start of this year, I think the biggest thing is just keeping the kids engaged, you know, trying to find different ways of, you know, working with the players outside of, you know, the normal practice schedules and things like that you can do. And, you know, a lot of that comes down to the parents as well. So, I mean, working in that team environment with both the parents and, you know, the coaching staff and the kids, and getting everybody working, you know, on some basic skill sets that they could do at home.
Were you doing some virtual stuff with the kids over the last 6 to 8 months?
Did a little bit. In all honesty, I did a little bit of virtual, a little bit of one-on-one when we could, small group sessions. I was actually able to train a little bit in October and going into indoor. So that was definitely a benefit. And now it's just kind of back to the virtual stuff.
Yeah, for sure. If anyone's looking to get involved in educating, being a teacher in the sports world, what kind of advice would you give them?
The biggest thing is, you know, if you've got a passion, it's really easy to coach or get involved in a situation that you already have a passion for. And then, you know, just sharing that knowledge with groups is fantastic.
Talking with Jason Kaspersma from Strathroy United Soccer Club. He is a technical director. He's also a youth coach of many teams over his career. What accomplishment are you most proud of, if there is one?
You know, in all honesty, I think those accomplishments will be like 20 years down the road. You know, watching kids, you know, come up to you, kind of see, meeting them in the grocery store afterwards, and, you know, just saying thank you. You know, for me, that would be the biggest accomplishment.
Oh, I appreciate you stopping in and talking to us. Congratulations on being selected as one of MyFM's educators this week. Well earned, and keep up the good work with the kids.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Jason Kaspersma from the Strathroy United Soccer Club, one of MyFM's featured educators this week.